Chapter 4. Susie had a plan to help Percy and the dragon honour their agreement so that they could collect their payment. "You will pretend to fight on top of a hill where everyone can see you," said Susie. "Percy will pretend to kill the dragon, and all the people will believe it because they will see it with their own eyes."
"That is a good plan," said Percy. "I like it."
"I am a very good actor," said the dragon. "I will be very good at dying. Would you like to see me pretend to die?"
The dragon pretended to die. He made a lot of noise. He staggered left and right, and then fell down dead.
"I am dead," he said.
Percy clapped.
"That was very good," he said.
"No, it wasn't," said Susie. "That was terrible acting. No one will believe it. It will not convince the people that the dragon is dead. We must practice."
Susie took Percy and the dragon to a secret place in the woods to practice. They must learn to pretend fight if they want to convince the people that Percy has killed the dragon.
"The dragon must look scary," said Susie. "Can you look scary?"
The dragon smiled.
"That is not scary," said Susie. "Try again."
The dragon showed his big sharp teeth.
"That is still not scary enough," said Susie. "Can you make a scary sound? Can you roar?"
The dragon opened his mouth and roared. He roared so loud that fire came out. Susie was so scared, she jumped into Percy's arms. There was a burnt patch on the ground.
"Yes, that is scary," she said.
"Well done. Next, Percy must attack you with his sword," said Susie. Percy took out his sword and promptly dropped it.
"Whoops," he said. "I admit I am not very good with a sword."
"Pick up your sword and try again," said Susie. Percy picked up his sword. He pretended to attack the dragon. The dragon just stood there. He did not move.
"You must move," Susie told the dragon.
"Percy is attacking you. You must block his attacks."
"But it is only pretend," said the dragon.
"Yes, but you must pretend too," said Susie. "Do you understand?"
The dragon nodded.
"Okay, I understand."
Percy attacked the dragon again. The dragon blocked Percy's attack with his tail, and Percy went flying through the air. He landed with a bump. Susie and the dragon ran over to see if Percy was okay.
"That was not pretend blocking," said Percy. "That was real blocking."
"I'm so sorry," said the dragon. "Are you okay?"
"I will live," said Percy.
"We must do better," said Susie. "The fight must look good if it is to convince the people. We must practice some more."
All the people from town came to see the great battle between Percy and the dragon. The setting was perfect. The sun was going down, and Percy and the dragon were on top of the hill where everyone could see them. The effect was very dramatic, because Percy and the dragon were in shadow. It had a very exciting effect on everyone. Susie was watching from behind a rock. She did not want the people to see her, because she was a criminal. She stole the dress. She was a thief. They would all be angry with her.
"Are you both ready?" she called.
"Yes,"
said Percy.
"Yes,"
said the dragon.
"Then it's showtime," said Susie.
Percy and the dragon battled.
It was very exciting.
First, the dragon breathed fire. Then Percy attacked the dragon with his sword. The dragon blocked the attack, and Percy jumped out of the way just in time. Then Percy attacked, and the dragon blocked. Then the dragon attacked, and Percy blocked. It all looked very convincing. At the end of the battle, Percy pretended to put his sword into the dragon's chest. The dragon held the sword in place and roared. It was very dramatic, and the people were amazed. The dragon staggered left and right. He was taking a long time to die.
"He should hurry up," said Susie. "It's his favorite part," said Percy. "Let him have his fun."
Finally, the dragon fell down dead, and the people cheered.
"You have killed the dragon," said the butcher. "You have saved us all."
"It was my pleasure," said Percy. "Can I have the 100 gold coins now, please?"
"No,"
said the baker.
"But we had a deal," said Percy. "We had an agreement that you would give me 100 gold coins if I got rid of the dragon."
"The deal was for you to bring us its eye," said the baker.